for today's session on the 18th of September, Thursday, 2014. I'm here in the Istanbul office with our President and CEO, Fadi Chahavi, and we'll be conducting this call shortly. I want to thank the people who are on the call. I see we have representatives from Registry, ESSAC, the Business Constituency, ALAC, the Intellectual Property Constituency, the ISP, the Registrars, and others I'm sure will be joining, as well as members of the ICANN staff. We thank you for your participation. You see on the agenda on the screen today, we'll have a brief welcome, which I'm completing now. We'll have some opening remarks from Fadi dealing with ICANN accountability process and our continuing discussions. The third item will be an update on a blog that people received on ICANN 51. The fourth agenda item will be our ongoing discussion of selecting the high-interest topics for Monday at ICANN 51. The fifth topic will be our planning for the October 10th session on managing workload and priorities. And the sixth item will be any other business that people may want to raise or issues they want to raise with the group. And if there's agreement on this agenda, I would like to move forward. And if someone is not in the Adobe Connect but is online, please let us know, and I'm happy to record that you're on the call, or make sure that if you have any questions, either raise your hand in the chat or let me know online, and we'll proceed from there. Again, thank you for participation, and I turn the floor over now to Fadi for some opening remarks. Fadi, please.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everyone, for taking time away from your schedules to join us on this monthly call. I have largely stayed here in Istanbul for a period of time now, and today is the last day I am here physically working at our office. It's been fantastic to work in Istanbul and to meet the team of ICANN that is growing. We, as you know, the board approved leasing a much larger space for less money than we're paying now because we are in kind of a serviced space that's expensive. So we'll be moving upstairs in the same building to a much larger space that will accommodate much better our team and all of our community when they are visiting in Istanbul. If you haven't been to the hub offices, LA, Istanbul, and Singapore, I encourage you to do so on your travels. They're great teams and great people starting to really build the ICANN capabilities across the world. I want to start by referring to an experience I had recently during the Istanbul IGF with the community. As you know, we held an important, what we call the town hall meeting, kind of gathering the community of ICANN during an IGF meeting, whoever was here, to discuss the issue of accountability. And before I get to the accountability issue, I just want to say something about that morning and about the meeting with the community. I think it's a fact that many of you see the way I work and the way our staff works as becoming fast or not necessarily always in sync with the stakeholders across the community. And I acknowledge that. I saw the effect of this during the accountability discussion that culminated in this town hall, which I called for in Istanbul. And it became very clear to me that it is critical for us as community leaders, and all of us, including myself, to be to not allow this gulf to grow and to start actively working to reduce that gulf. I'm committed to this. I want to thank you for those of you in Istanbul who were very, very direct with me and very helpful to me in making sure that we turn this corner and start heading to a place where the gulf between the members of the community, staff, board, stakeholders, others who are with our growing community, we are not allowing a lot of space between our actions, activities, and words, and rather we are taking the time to align and to share and to ensure that we remove that space. That space is dangerous because it breaks this great community apart. And as I told one of you who's on the call in a private discussion that I can at least refer to here, that I have a responsibility personally to ensure that that space is minimized, and I will invest with highest priority time and effort to reduce that space. I think most of you who know me know that I hope you appreciate that I have every good intention to serve you and to serve this community. If some of my activities and the pace or the frequency of my activities has caused this gulf between us, I am equally committed with the same speed to work hard with you to remove that gulf. And I want you to know I am going to be very actively doing this in good faith, and I invite you to join me in good faith so that we can ensure that no one, because there are some people who may not want us to be as aligned as we should be as a community, that no one can get between us, that we as a community continue to be strong, committed to the same goals. So I'm sharing this with you straight from the heart and from the mind. And one of the acts that I would like to do to replicate some of the good dialogue that happened in Istanbul, I would like to invite you to join me starting in Los Angeles to a series of very informal, what I'm going to call community roundtables, where staff invite leaders in the community to spend time with us around literally a small roundtable and to ensure that we are performing what we need to be doing in order to serve the community well. These should be very frank roundtables, very open roundtables, where we align our activities with the needs of the community and get closer and closer to ensuring that our services are meeting your needs. I will, to some of these, where appropriate, I will invite board members so that board members can listen in. But this is really about staff performing its functions for you and how we can improve our functions for you and our work for you. But as appropriate, I will confer with you, and we may invite board members. For example, if I'm meeting with Olivier and the ALAC leadership around an informal community roundtable, if it makes sense, you know, we will invite Renalia and Sebastian, etc., so that you have your board member also listening and contributing to the reducing the gulf between us and to really strengthening our service to you and making sure our performance meets your needs. I would welcome any feedback from you on this and assure you that I know with everything on our plate, I don't want to add one more thing, such as the community roundtable, but that it is intended more than anything else so that I do not find myself, as I did in Istanbul, with a clear gulf between what we're trying to accomplish and what the community needs and is able to achieve with us. We need to respect each other, and you have my commitment to make a much bigger effort to ensure that I translate my real respect to the work of ICANN and to you by listening better and participating in these community roundtables, which may get difficult, but I commit to you right now, we don't intend to be defensive, quite the opposite. We intend to be very supportive and listening to you as we proceed. On the issue of accountability, of course, part of the good listening and the honest listening and feedback that I received from many of you, and I want to thank Keith Drazik in particular for helping me through that process in Istanbul, we have decided very quickly to slow down the pace of the accountability effort. You have done, I think, a fantastic job collating questions that you sent us during the meeting in Istanbul, and I, frankly, I was very, very moved by the intensity and the quality of the questions you sent us. And I thank you for these very, very much. This was sent to us on September 4th. I think that these questions and the processes by which we talked to each other during Istanbul, in my opinion, were of the quality of engagement that we need to hope for as we move forward on a lot of the issues that will meet us. So this accountability issue, of course, became a very good and unique opportunity for us to come together, stakeholders, board, staff, the whole community, so that we make sure that we are aligned on the objective. And that doesn't mean we have to agree on everything, but at least we're aligned and we're working together to make ICANN what it needs to be post the NTIA stewardship transition. So we have asked staff, obviously, to take the questions you sent us and, in good faith, to make every effort to answer these questions, every one of them. And, you know, while I don't feel that it's always the most, let's say, community way to send you simply to lob back at you a long list of answers, but we've heard very clearly from several of you that you really would like specific answers to the questions. So with all respect, we will be publishing the answers to your questions, I think no later than tomorrow or the day after at the very latest. But we appreciate that you need to see these answers to inform you and the community prior to the closure of the 21-day period we added to the accountability process. So we'll get these answers to you. But again, please don't take the answers as a cold way to respond, but we are responding as a result of your questions, which we appreciated deeply, and I hope the answers will be equally appreciated in the spirit of cooperation that that we want to have with you. So I hope, again, the answers or the form of answering you does not look like creating more distance between us, but it is done in the most respectful way to answer your questions. Of course, the outcomes of the 21-day comment period may address or further clarify some of the issues you raise, and I hope we do. We have every intent to do this in partnership with you. Look, I think trust is a key issue between us, and it's one that I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to, and I mentioned to you the community roundtables, but at every occasion we have in the weeks and months and hopefully years ahead, I intend to make every opportunity to strengthen the trust between us stronger in every possible way. All of us, the board, the staff, the stakeholders, we have come together in the past, as I understand also from the history of ICANN, to work very hard during some very difficult moments. You know, the ICANN reform back then, the introduction of IDNs, the new TLD process, these were all very difficult moments, just like the transition we're going through. And I think at every one of these, we have proved to come together and to come out on the right side of history. So I hope that this historic time for us will strengthen us and will make us a stronger community. And there is a second issue that I've heard from you a number of times, and that's the issue of the board. And clearly the board role in the process we're facing here. I am very much listening to you on this, and as I know my chairman is as well. So I want to assure you that the best way we're going to move forward and ensure that the board takes the recommendations that come out from the community on the issue of accountability are embraced, I think we need to ensure that we trust that if the process, and the process will, I have no doubt, become the product of great consensus and great work in the community, I just don't see how the board will not embrace this. I just don't see it. And we have to trust that the board will do its job and we will do our job. And because if the board does not embrace consensus from the community, then the board is not in line with the community. And that points at some very deep issues. In the same way, I'm making a huge effort, as some of you did in Istanbul, to bring the gulf between staff and stakeholders, hopefully to zero. I am certain that the board does not intend to have any gulf between itself and the rest of us. So I have confidence in that, and I hope you will join me in that as well. Finally, I just want to remind you that we had introduced two awards into ICANN last year. One of them was called the Ethos Award, which you help us select the awardee. And as you know, your latest selection was Avri, and she was very, very happy, I know, and touched by your selection. The other award we had instituted was called the Leadership Award. And if you recall, I gave it, this is an award that the staff leadership selects from the community to select a leader in the community. And if you remember, we had picked Leslie Cowley last time. It was in Buenos Aires, I believe, when we selected her as the first recipient of the Leadership Award. So we're coming up to the yearly AGM of ICANN, and we need to select another leader, and we are doing that. I just wanted to give you the heads up, so when it comes up during the opening of the ICANN ceremony, we will have selected amongst us, and we're in intense debate now amongst the leaders of ICANN and the executives of ICANN to select a stakeholder leader, someone from the community that has really made a big difference in the last year. So just as a heads up to you, I just wanted to share. Thank you, David. I'll pass it on to you.
Thank you, Fadi. Are there any questions or comments? Either raise your hand in the chat or let me know online.
Michele,
may I recognize you?
That's nice, David. You've met me often enough. You didn't at this stage, I'd be surprised, but okay. Fadi, David, thanks for that. Very helpful. With respect to this, I don't know what you want to call this, kind of informal round table type thing, I think it's a very interesting idea. The only concern I would have is that anything like that needs to be as open and as inclusive as possible and not simply yet another venue for a subgroup of people who are incredibly vocal, if that kind of makes sense. I'm not sure if you understand where I'm going with that, and I'm trying my best to be diplomatic. But I think we all know there are certain people who seem to do a very good job of promoting themselves and promoting their own agenda, whereas there are a lot of other people who may have some very interesting insights, who can bring a lot of value to a conversation, but are more often than not kind of drowned out. Thanks.
Michele, may I respond to that, because I think I know where you're going?
Oh, please do, please do.
So I'd love any guidance from you on how to do this best. I think my intent is, I hope, very crystal clear. I just would like us to, these are very performance-oriented discussions, so these will not be discussions about policy or discussion. These are discussions of how can the staff perform better to serve you. That should be the essence of this, these types of discussions. So if the staff is not doing a good job, or if the staff is doing too much, or if the staff is not really prioritizing things where they need to prioritize. That's the kind of discussion I want to have. Now, how do I organize it? The thought I shared with David earlier was, why don't I have so the roundtables are not huge, maybe I can have a roundtable, say, with Jonathan Robinson and all the SG leaders, so kind of a GNSO leadership group that have been already selected by their own stakeholders. Maybe have a second one with Olivier and the heads of the RALOs. Maybe have try to not select randomly, to select from the people that the stakeholders have selected, but then create smaller groups so we can have, and these could be open in the sense that we could record them, we could, I don't think, we can do whatever we all agree is the right thing to do. But the intent is to just have an open dialogue on how staff can serve you better and not keep lobbying things at high intensity and frequency at you. And, I mean, of course, we're going to have a separate discussion, as you all know, in LA about the how do we throttle activities and ensure we serve you. But I'd like these to be moments of truth in many ways, where you are candidly and directly sharing with us how we can serve you better and where we're failing. So any guidance on that, I'm happy to do it. And if you think there's a better way, frankly, I'm very open for it. But these are not discussions of policy, per se. These are very much, you know, if there was a performance evaluation of staff, that would be it. So we can listen intently and take it with an open mind and an open heart and go improve. That's it.
Would you mind
trying to... Thank you, Michele. Thank you. Please go ahead. Michele, please.
Yeah, sorry, there's thousands of other people in the queue, so this is because Baron's away, and I think Keith is in having a quiet day or something. No, thanks, I appreciate the clarification, and I think it's something that maybe myself, David, Marika, Christina, Elisa, and others might want to follow up on between ourselves rather than keeping you in CC, because I'm sure you get enough emails from us that you don't really want to read. And maybe we can work on a few different ideas there. I think the other thing as well is just in relation to Istanbul, there were several of us there, as most of you know. I think again, Keith did a fantastic job on kind of acting as our voice, and he should be appreciated for that. And to you, Fadi, thank you for listening. It was helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michele. Keith Drasek, you're next. Keith?
Actually, I think Phil was next in the queue.
I'm sorry. I don't see the...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Bill Drake, excuse me. You're next. Excuse me. I missed that. Bill, please.
No worries, David. Just to say briefly, Fadi, I'm sure we all appreciate the intention of what you've just said and the spirit of it. It's very much welcome. I think it is definitely the case that more open dialogue and opportunities to communicate frankly with each other about possible misperceptions and accumulated misunderstandings would be really, really constructive, and this mechanism that you're suggesting sounds like it could be useful. The one thing I want to point out, this is just perhaps maybe particularly an issue for me coming from the non-commercial side of things. There is some concern, I think, among some people in the community about the whole process of having this kind of chairs-based way of interacting, and we haven't even figured out, I think, ourselves what the rules of the game are in some respects with regard to how do other people in the community participate, what is the understanding as to what we can decide or tell you, and so on, what kind of internal coordination does each group do within its group before we have these discussions and so on? It's getting a little bit complicated. So I think we have to maybe sort out a little bit how we approach this if we're going to continue with this mechanism. And I would say that if you're going to do these roundtables, which is, as I say, a constructive idea, we might want to consider perhaps including other people sometimes as well, not just chairs, because if people, we have a little bit of an issue already with the fact that the SOAC mail list is not publicly archived. A lot of people are asking what's going on in this group. It's not transparent. What is this whole new channel that's been created for decision making, and how does that fit with the bottom up spirit? So I hope we sort that out, and I hope we can maybe involve other people more directly in the process too. Thanks.
That's fair, Bill, and I look to your guidance. Just give me guidance. Tell me what would work. I mean, clearly we can obviously share with people that there are no decisions being made in these meetings. And maybe before you come to these round tables, given that they've elected you to certain roles, maybe you could seek input from them. Say, what is it you want us to tell Fadi and his staff to improve? And so these become, and then we will have running lists of things. We can leave these things completely transparent and transcribed. Whatever will. Certainly we could have roundtables with, say, I don't know, 100 people, but I just think the dynamic will be different. Our ability to be brutally frank and say, look, Fadi, this is a mess and you need to work on it. I just need you to be comfortable doing this. So guide me. I'm very open, and I just need to find a way, frankly, to avoid finding ourselves with the gulf that happened culminating in Istanbul, which if we had not all stepped back away from that abyss, frankly, we would have been in a not very good place. But all of us, and I thank each one of you for the wisdom that you have displayed and you've come to me with, saying, look, we're just not in a good place. We're not hearing each other. We don't need to get to that point again on many issues ahead of us. So I'm trying to find a mechanism to ensure we perform without these gulfs happening. And any suggestion, I'm open. And I'm committed.
Well, good.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. And just to remind people that we do transcribe and record these sessions, and they're available on the SOAC wiki list, which we will, of course, after each session, send you, as well as the link that you can share with your groups. Keith Drazik, you're next.
Okay. Thank you, David, and thank you, Fadi. I just wanted to thank Fadi for his remarks. They are very welcome. The introductory remarks, the discussion about the community roundtables, I think would be very constructive. I acknowledge Bill's concerns, and I agree that we need to be cautious in terms of how we approach and design them, but I do think that they would be constructive. I appreciate the comments about the board, and that if the community really does come up with a consensus recommendation, that it would be hard at best or difficult for the board to not accept the recommendations. I think that that's a very welcome statement. And just generally speaking, I appreciate your comments today. And I look forward, and I think we all look forward to working constructively and in good faith moving forward. So, as you said, we don't end up in a situation again like we were. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith, and thank you in particular for being very truthful to me about the issues. You have helped me open my eyes to some areas of our work that I had not seen the way you have helped me see them, and I mean that. So thank you for that in particular. I think it's enabling us to get into this, hopefully, our new season of a relationship that allows us all to advance towards the success we need, because we have a lot of things to do together in the year, years, but certainly the year ahead. And anything we can do to remove that gulf, I think, will strengthen us. Yesterday I was having a chat with one of you about the policymaking process and how much I have not publicly celebrated that, and that I need to do a bigger effort
with my ability to communicate and talk around the world about the great policy machine we have in the GNSO and the advisory committees that support all of that. I need to feature that and talk about it and show my pride in it as a president. And that's true. So this is the kind of feedback I need to be getting from you so that I can change my priorities and my focus so that we can all achieve the same goal. So that's, again, thank you, Keith, and thank you, Bill, and thank you, Kate, for your comments. I take them to heart. And I will ask David on my end to work with you to lead a quick discussion that's not overcomplicated, but certainly let's take care of any possible sensitivities so that we can start these community roundtables in a way that works for everyone and that supports us all.
Thank you, Fadi. Olivier, you're next.
Thank you very much, David. It's Olivier speaking, and I just wanted to agree with Bill's comments. And clearly, this is an issue of trust. Trust between the board, the community, staff, but also between community leaders and their own communities. And as soon as we can establish the rules of the game as far as the all of the mailing lists, for example, are concerned, and then we can know what we can share with our community, what we cannot share with our community, what information is public, then this would really, really help things. And certainly I would say that having an archive of the postings on the SOAC list is the number one priority here, because then I would just be able to point my community to the discussions that are taking place. I'm not saying give posting ability to everyone, but certainly have the archives of the mailing list available would be a good step forward. Thank you.
Thank you. As you know, there are two mailing lists. One is the SOAC Info Alert, which I use basically to remind people about public comments and other things like that. And that, of course, you do share, I'm sure, with your groups and others. The other one is the SOAC discussion list, which is not as well used, but on occasion that happens, but we will make sure we archive that one. I don't know if you need the info list, which is really just more public pronouncements and public comments and other issues I sent you, but whatever we can do, that'll be fine. Olivier, do you have another comment?
Yes, David, thank you. It's Olivier speaking. Just to make sure, the archiving of the SOAC mailing list, discuss list, is one which I think Bill and I have proposed. I don't know how other SOAC and SG chairs think about it, what their feeling is on that, and of course I would agree with the majority. I'm not going to request things that others are unhappy with. Thank you.
Thank you. I will work on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier.
Any other comments or questions? If none on this topic, and I thank all of you for asking the questions and commenting, and Fadi for explaining further and expressing his views for us, I'd like to go on to the next part of the agenda, as we have about less than 30 minutes to do that. And item number three, I'll just go quickly. It is relating to ICANN 51. I did send around to you on the SOAC info alert list the blog by Christopher Mondini providing an update on ICANN 51 shortly to take place in Los Angeles. And I just wanted to make sure that you were able to see that, but I would just highlight a few points there. One, as you know, we're working on the Monday sessions, and we will have the SOAC high-level topic session there in the morning. I will talk further about that on agenda item number four. And that, of course, will take place. Also on Monday, the Global Domains Division will be providing an update on the new GTLD program and a series of sessions relating to that. On Monday afternoon, there'll be a focus on all things Who Is, now and in the future, organized by the Strategic Department, Denise Michelle and Margie Milam, who've been involved with the EWG in that area, providing a series of informative briefings. This was also of interest to GAC members, and that's why Monday was selected for that purpose. And indeed, the other change is very similar to London. Again, the Thursday program needs to cover those important community-led sessions on enhancing accountability and the IANA steward transition process in the morning. That will then be followed by a public forum and then an open mic part of that. And then the board of directors will be involved with those questions and comments as well. In addition, we're following in on some useful engagement with our ICANN at-large structures to host video hubs similar to what we did in London. They were popular and well-received by our communities. And so we're going to do that again, having the ability to hear people from various regions talking about the Thursday session and commenting on the Thursday session. With that, I will stop and see if there are any questions on ICANN 51. I see Michele has his hand up, and I just want to note that Tracy Hackshaw is here on behalf of Heather, representing the GAC, and I thank you. Welcome, Tracy, to the call. Michele.
Thanks, David. The Monday afternoon, there's multiple sessions going on in parallel. I mean, I know that the timetable for this is an absolute nightmare to manage, and I appreciate that. I just have the feeling that a lot of the registrars are going to feel that they need to clone themselves. I mean, not just me, because there's a lot of stuff going on Monday afternoon that would be of interest. I think there's some there's new TLD update stuff. There's stuff around who is, which obviously impacts us. And unless unless I'm imagining things, at least two, if not three, of those sessions are going to be going on in parallel. Which I understand, of course. I mean, with the timetable being what it is, but I'm just not sure exactly how the rest of the meeting schedule is because it hasn't really been announced as yet. I don't know if you have any thoughts or comments.
Thank you, Michele. The posting shall be soon, and I will point out, as we'll have a call tomorrow amongst the staff about what you're mentioning of potential conflicts in the afternoon of Monday. Some of those are inevitable, and we understand that, but I will bring it to the attention. We'll take a look at that so that we don't have too many clones of you and the registrars.
Why not?
We can. The other point I did want to raise, and I'm sorry, I should have done that as part of that blog, it was the issue of there will not be at ICANN 51 in LA a gala. We were not able to get a sponsor for that, and so that will not take place during this session. Of course, there'll be other sessions to keep everyone active and busy in that. But again, because of the need to find a sponsorship and our fiscal responsibility there, we just thought that would have to pass until another time when we have a sponsor for that event. But just wanted to let you know that was also highlighted in the blog as a reporting of the activities of ICANN 51 in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and I am the one to be blamed for this because I saw the lack of a sponsor and the staff asked if ICANN should use its public funds to essentially pay for the gala. And when I looked at the potential bill, which is a little north of $420,000, I said no. So I'm sorry about that for all of us who enjoy these galas, but I just felt that it was not responsible for me to make that decision when typically this is paid and supported by a sponsor.
Michele, do you still have another question? Michele.
This is a comment, actually, both to Fadi and to any ICANN staff. The lack of a gala in ICANN 51 was something that has been discussed within the registrar stakeholder group. We have absolutely no issue with this whatsoever. And Fadi, I think you should be proud of the fact that you said that you wouldn't spend money on a gala. That's actually a good decision to make. If there had been an external sponsor who would have paid for the gala, fine. But, I mean, speaking personally and not speaking as the chair of the registrars, I go to one RIPE meeting a year. RIPE has a gala dinner type thing towards the end of the week. I usually attend it, but I have to pay to attend. I mean, it's not a huge amount of money. It's something like €50 or €75 or whatever. And that's fine, and it's not a problem. And I would much prefer that ICANN and ICANN's leadership and yourself, Fadi, were to take a more conservative approach on how and how ICANN's money is spent. And that's and that to me is perfectly reasonable and something that I'd like to see more of. Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you, Michele, for your direct positive support for the decision and for conveying that the registrars did not have a huge opposition to our call. I am instituting a large number of activities right now to reduce the trend of our expense growth. I have recently proposed to the board that I actually freeze expense growth at ICANN for the next 4 years unless there are additional new initiatives that the community approves. So I'm working on a very, very comprehensive fiscal responsibility framework, and as soon as I have this ready, I will share it with you when we meet in LA, and I might even share it with the whole community. But there's quite a bit of work and effort going to make decisions like this almost routine and part of the way ICANN uses the public funds. That was just an example of one, and I hope we continue to work in this way with a great sensitivity to the public funds that we're entrusted with.
Thank you. Any other questions on ICANN 51? I note that we welcome Tracy on behalf of the GAC, and Jonathan Robinson has a conflict, and he said he'll catch up via the audio recording, and that's fine. We thank him for that offer as well. Not hearing or seeing any other questions in the chat, I would like to move to the next item on the agenda. That is number four, the high-interest SOAC and SG topics for the Monday morning session at ICANN 51. I appreciate all the responses that you've sent to us. Unfortunately, there is no full consensus on any of the topics, but a number of topics received some support and some didn't receive any support, so we were able to reduce the universe down for a few useful themes. The first evident theme of interest is the role of the GAC in the policy development and board deliberations. There seems to be quite a bit of support for a session exploring the role of the GAC, with the jumping-off point being the pending recommendations initiated by the first ATRT report and furthered by the board GAC committee on the treatment of GAC advice. So if you all agree that this is a useful discussion that allows you to share your submitted comments and generally discuss the role of the GAC and how it views its role in policy development context, I think we have one of our main topics in that one particular. As for a second topic, we had a wide range of considerations. The most overreaching one seems to be capturing several of them that involve around the next round of the new GTLD program. Seems to me the common theme of that is the next round would be an excellent jumping off point for your communities to identify key or priority issues that need to be considered on top of the pile of many as we go forward. So this overall next round theme could prompt comments about what to do with the auction proceeds, the impacts of human rights, or discussions on how to get ahead of a lot of the technical issues that seem to follow the discussions of the first round. And if you like this idea for a common theme, I think we can work with Brad White of our communications department, as you know, who helped us do an excellent Buenos Aires session, to ask some good prompting questions that would allow your individual communities to talk about their priorities and get their view across. I think many of the other suggested topics will be covered by other sessions during the week at ICANN. ICANN accountability, the universal acceptance, for example, there's a briefing on the non-com, and that these two themes cover the most common areas of agreement that a number of you have expressed. Since we have a limited time during today's call, I'll circulate a follow-up note asking you to react to these ideas and also share with you the general parameters of our logistics, again, modeling it after the Buenos Aires meeting that we held with Brad White as moderator. So I look forward to the feedback on your next note. I'll try to narrow those topics to the two or three that we have here. And again, thank you for your cooperation. Again, to recap, the first one seems to be the role of the GAC in policy development and board deliberations, and in a sense, the key priority issues for the next round of the new GTLD program as one and two priorities, and to that extent, we'll send that note around so you can comment on that. With that, I'll stop and see if there are any comments or questions here now, or of course we can continue this discussion through email as well. Okay. Then with that, I see, let me take a look at the chat and make sure I have everything okay. Olivier, I'm sorry, please. Olivier, excuse me.
Thank you, David. It's Olivier speaking. Just a small note regarding the Thursday INA transition, accountability, OPA forum, etc. The whole Thursday has been changed around, and I understand the reason for it, and obviously you have the full support of the ALAC for these sessions, which appear to have worked very well in London. However, the change was made a little late, and we had already set up our usual program with our wrap-up on Thursday morning, and I suspect other communities in ICANN had already scheduled some meetings. With the closing of the agendas being, I believe, tomorrow, the deadline for having agendas published being tomorrow, and the deadline for the actual overall schedules having been at the beginning of this month, the change to this on Thursday came quite late, and it basically got everyone to shuffle their own schedules around. If we can avoid that in the next meeting, that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. That is the solution going forward to give the community, again, the most time possible to adjust. We did try to mitigate a little bit of those changes through the policy team staff in planning and replanning and reprogramming some of the sessions. But it's a point well taken, and we will do better for the next time. Michele, your hand is up.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry that I'm going to hand going up every now and again and all that. No, I mean, just in terms of the entire timetable for the public meetings, I mean, this is a recurring pain point where stuff gets moved around. We all work on the basis within our communities, within our groups, that certain things happen on certain days, and then stuff gets moved around. And this causes tensions, and this causes conflicts that could probably be best avoided. It would be very helpful if if ICANN were to move to a position whereby a draft meeting schedule were published much further in advance, even if it was just a case of blocking off sections within the week's timetable for particular types of topics or particular types of sessions, because that would allow for much better advanced planning for participants in general. I mean, for those of us who are either A, don't have private lives, B, love you all terribly, or C, hate our own where we live, moving to the location of an ICANN public meeting from the Friday prior to the official opening through till the Friday after the meeting, or possibly even the Saturday, is probably okay, but we're probably in the minority. I mean, a lot of people will try to go to ICANN meetings to maximize their attendance, get in, do what they need to do, and get out again. But with this kind of shifting timetable thing, which constantly seems to be happening again and again, it's a bit of a problem. Another thing as well is, you know, with respect to even the locations of the upcoming meetings. I mean, we know where the meetings, where the first meeting of next year will be. We know where the third meeting will be, but we don't know where the second meeting will be. Thanks.
Who's the third meeting? I actually don't remember. Yeah. Okay.
Michele, yes.
I think Michele is right about this. I mean, I can feel the pain of the shifting calendar. And David, I'm sorry, I'm speaking here candidly. If there is a way for us to do just what Michele suggested, to publish either an interim agenda or something ahead of time and get feedback on this as we go, rather than just boom, here's the agenda and it keeps changing without visibility, I would think this would be helpful for us and for the community. So, Michele, we'll take this to heart and see how we can implement it starting in Marrakesh.
Thanks, Fabio. I mean, just look at the link I posted in the chat there. That's the draft program for RIPE 69 in London. I think that was, I'm not sure exactly when that came out, but I think it probably came out 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. While they will change it as they move closer to the date, people know well in advance, you know, which days, which kind of sessions are being held. Yes, the right meetings are smaller than ICANN, but when I first became involved with ICANN going to meetings back in 2007, they were of comparable size. Thanks.
Thanks for that model, Michele. We're also, of course, pointing out that the meeting strategy report and discussion will also take place in Los Angeles 51, which will be hopefully on a pilot project changing the structures of the ICANN meetings into three parts throughout that three times a year. And that may also help to reduce the scheduling conflicts if that would change the structure of those meetings, and that could be an important solution as well. But for Marrakesh, we'll work on some sort of advanced publication similar to what you said for the RIPE NCC meeting, and see if that could also help better coordinate and not have these last minute changes on the schedule. So thank you so much.
Thanks, David. I mean, I'll just refer you to what Christina put in the chat, which I think is important to highlight. I mean, just have a look at what she put there. I think it's very important.
Yes, I will. That is important. Thank you, Christina. Christina remarks that she agrees it's increasingly difficult to interest new volunteers in attending meetings when, A, you can't provide an early schedule, and, B, you can't definitively say that if you attend for X days, the best days are A, B, or C, and then C, the length of time required for such meetings is likely to grow and how best to attract them. And so to that extent, thank you for that comment. We try to address that through themes or tracks, but I mean, obviously we can improve on that to provide that better focus for attracting new to ICANN members wanting to be part of our ICANN meeting. So thank you. Any other questions and comments on that, which was the not only on the high-level interest topics, but ICANN 51 in general, and we appreciate this feedback. With that, in the final few minutes that I have, I would like to move to the fifth topic, if I can, to go through the planning for the October 10th session. Again, the roundtable we have in Los Angeles, activating an earlier discussion session we had some years ago, using that Friday for a time for informal exchanges. And that Friday on the 10th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., we'll have a discussion of managing our workload and priorities, and that will be facilitated by David Kolb, someone I think you know, who's been helping both the GNSO as well as incoming SOAC and SG leaders in the orientation session to work with us on that. We have identified, of course, a number of issues, the community workload and priority, the mechanisms of representation, as well as an understanding of the community's bottom-up processes. But we're not able to tackle all that in one session, so we're going to start with the first one, and the LA meeting will be that topic, basically managing priorities and getting things done within the ICANN community while respecting our bottom-up process. And in that regard, to focus our discussions, David Kolb will be sending around to you, I think tomorrow, a few questions, no more than five or six questions, to have you answer them in a survey so that we can further perfect that day session from 3 to 6 that afternoon. And typically, as we normally do, we will follow that with a 7 o'clock dinner. All this will be held at the venue hotel, the Regency Hyatt. The dinner will be nearby, so there will be a minimizing the transportation and logistics. So with that, I think I will stop and let people see if there are any comments or questions. I'll be sending around a calendar with more of the details of the place at the Hyatt Regency, as well as the agenda. And please be on the lookout for David Kolb's email to you. Likely tomorrow is when he schedules to send it around and gives you four or five days to complete, so we can have that and report that back to you before the beginning of the meeting, so we can get a better idea of how to frame that conversation. With that, Christina, there is a question of any other business.
Okay. So I thank you, David, for organizing this again. There was a comment. Sorry. Yes. Please go ahead.
If there are no other comments on our October 10th session, Christina, do you want to go into any other business, please?
Hello?
Christina?
We have to speak for her, David, which is quite entertaining.
Okay, then I will read the question in the chat. I'm sorry, I thought she was on the line as well.
She'll kill me later, don't worry.
In terms of any other business, she said that she had requested previous information. Hold on.
She's back.
Simply looking for information, the financial information on ICANN's expenditure with respect to Net Mundial and other activities.
Yes, I just got that. It was flipping as she was adding that. That's correct. It's the ICANN financial support of Net Mundial, travel support expenditures. It's my understanding the information would be made available. If I've missed it, I'm sorry, given the number of other events.
I think Xavier mentioned that in a public meeting before in response to you, and it was in the 700K range. Is this, did we miss communicating this to you, maybe, Christina? I'm happy to re-clarify that or ask Xavier to. But he did mention it in a public meeting in LA, in ICANN meeting. If there is more information you need, by all means, please let me know. And as I said, I don't know if I clarified this sufficiently, but I will, starting in LA, I will introduce a financial and organizational responsibility framework. And amongst the things in that framework, I'm going to clarify that moving forward, whenever ICANN is engaged in any initiative or any activity, we will make sure that before we engage, we give the community a say in whether we should move forward with that engagement. So I'm trying to create a framework for that so that we don't, frankly, end up again in a situation where you, as a community member, need to chase us after the fact to find out how much we spent on an activity. I just need to avoid this in the future and make sure that as we move forward, new initiatives are introduced to the community or from the community, are accompanied by a full financial impact, full organizational impact with them, and then the community guides us whether we should move forward with these initiatives or not. This way, for example, right now we have a major initiative called USG Transition. The costs around getting the USG Transition done with all the work that is happening in the various activities around that is going to be in the millions of dollars. The community, now this is an activity that already left the station, so we're not going to go back to approving it. But what I want to do is I'm establishing a whole program office around it so that there's clarity on all the activities within it, the expenses that we're making towards it. We're sharing this with the community ahead of time. They understand what is happening and then giving you updates as we go so that what happened around the Internet governance efforts of last year does not happen again. That's my commitment to you, and I hope this is helpful. And again, the answer that you need is 700K, and that included the travel support we did. But I'm happy to. We'll look forward. We'll look to where Xavier exactly said that and share it with you.
That's right. And so there was both Tony, Michele, and Christina said they'd be interested in that, and we'll get that report and share that with you, and with all the group.
Certainly. Any other questions to us here? We're over time a little bit. Are there other clarifications, questions?
Michele?
No, just I'm just going to make this incredibly, incredibly brief. Just, I think it's very, very helpful that we have these calls. And, you know, I think that, I don't know about the other people who are on them, but I think it is incredibly helpful and useful that we're able to have, like, this regular kind of backwards and forwards and kind of thrash out some of these things rather than relying on a load of emails landing in their inboxes and we're all kind of going, oh, my God, what the hell have they done now type thing. Thanks.
I'm happy these calls are useful. They're very useful to me. And I, again, my call for working with you on these community roundtables is to extend that, precisely that kind of vehicle that allows us to continue being responsive and really understanding what are the things troubling you, what decisions we make, hopefully always in good faith, that end up really causing you trouble or difficulties or a sense of what is the staff doing behind our back, because we don't intend to. And I really plan to open all the windows and open all the dialogue intensely with the same intensity that you know me to use in other places. I want to put all my energy around this now because I think it's vital for the health of our relationship with you and the health of the community. So I look for your help. I don't intend to do anything on my own. I look for your help and guidance, and please help me and David understand how best to make these dialogues worth your time and worth the community's time. Okay?
And as a part of after ICANN 51, I try to create an agenda that is of interest to everyone, but I'm happy to ask why I use any other business, but we don't have to use that format. If you have other topics to raise, I'll alert you a little bit before the meetings that we try to regularly schedule so you can provide inputs on suggested agenda topics as well. We're open to that. Obviously, that's the way to do that, and I promise to work with you on that one as well. With that, if there are no other comments or questions, I would like to say we're a little bit over, but worthwhile to be over by 6 minutes. I'll just wait. Any other comments or questions? With that, we had a fruitful discussion about the ICANN accountability process going forward, the replies to the questions raised, the need for cooperation and trust moving forward to solve these difficult and challenging problems before ICANN. We also reviewed some of the highlights of ICANN 51, including the ESSO and AC and SG high interest topics on Monday and the sessions on Monday. Comments were the change of the program is difficult and also causes trouble for scheduling the groups and their meetings. And in advance, we would try to provide a preliminary schedule and be more attentive to avoid those last-minute changes or scheduling conflicts. In terms of the planning for the October 10th session, you'll be receiving an email from David Kolb to further refine the discussions on October 10th to frame that discussion of managing our workloads and our priorities. And in terms of any other business, we will send around the report by Xavier on the financial contributions for NetMundial, including travel, in the $700,000 range that we mentioned, but that will be a report that you can share. So with that, it provides a brief and productive meeting, summary of our meeting. This will be transcribed and recorded, and I'll share that with you as soon as it's available in a few days. With that, I'd like to thank Fadi. And thank you all for taking 60 minutes of your time, a little plus that, to share with us your views as we move the work priorities forward for ICANN. With that, I'd like to wish everyone a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning, wherever you may be. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. We'll see you in LA. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.